You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As Michigan kids get settled into their classrooms in this new school year, there is a group that can use some extra support, the children who are immigrants or refugees. Christina Sove works for Welcoming Michigan. It's part of the Michigan Immigrant Rights Center. Christina, tell us more. Just what is Welcoming Michigan?
We are an immigrant integration project of the Michigan Immigrant Rights Center, and we work with local communities across the state to help build more immigrant-friendly and inclusive environments.
And I know you're using kind of an interesting new approach. You're focusing efforts more on what U.S.-born Americans are thinking and feeling about immigrants coming in?
Yeah, we're looking at what U.S.-born residents can do to play a part in that welcoming process. So it's incredibly important to work directly with immigrants and refugees, but we also say in order to make our communities feel more welcoming for everyone, we all play a part in that. So thinking about what each of us, regardless of our background or heritage, what can we do to help new neighbors feel welcomed and included in our neighborhoods, in our workplaces, and in our school environments?
And overall, what kind of fears and concerns do you get from the U.S.-born Americans about immigrants coming in? What do you address and how do you do it?
Well, there's a lot of anxiety that comes up, especially around different election seasons. So political rhetoric can sometimes heighten fears of U.S.-born residents. So, you know, there's concerns that folks won't be able to adjust to the American lifestyle or won't fit in. And we counter that with great examples of how new neighbors are doing just that. And we also like to remind folks of our ancestors who came before. I know my great-grandfather came from Sicily, and he had a difficult time learning English and really relied on my grandfather to help him navigate the community, because my grandfather, as a child of an immigrant, he spoke English, and he learned and adapted and learned the language very quickly.
So it's a story that we've seen repeating from the time this country began. So let's talk about these children who are coming into school right now as immigrants and refugees. What are you doing to help and support them?
So this is a great time to be talking about this at the beginning of the school year. So students who are either recently arrived or came a couple years ago in the school environment, that's such an important place to focus on inclusion and making sure that all students feel supported in their education. So we focus on inclusion, and we work with educators to think about how the whole community can play a part in, again, creating that welcoming school environment. And it's important because it can help students' confidence and their self-esteem and their academic achievement, and then that leads, of course, to better attendance and parent involvement. There's lots of examples out there that we highlight that schools can replicate.
Yeah, give us some ideas. I would love to hear some strategies or programs that you've seen that really have worked to make these immigrant students feel part of the family and destigmatize the difference.
Yeah, so engaging students, first and foremost, is one of the ways to start. And so that means not just supporting the English language learning teachers, the ELL teachers, and the incredible work that they do, but also engaging the U.S.-born students in the classroom to become part of that welcoming process. So there's examples of after-school groups or international clubs to set that tone, pairing students in the classroom as buddies for new students. Labeling different parts of the classroom in multiple languages helps the new students learn the language for different items. Inviting all the students in the classroom to share about their heritage and their culture through assignments. You know, really utilizing the backgrounds and stories of immigrant and refugee students as a benefit for the learning process for all students. So having students share their family history and their story or their culture, and really uplifting how we each have a unique story, and there's some similarities and differences, but that's an important part of creating that environment that's supportive for new students. There's a very cool program called the Seal of Biliteracy, and two school districts in Michigan have adopted this, so the Dearborn Public Schools and Utica Community Schools. And what this does is create a pathway from kindergarten all the way through high school with different levels of attainment that show you've achieved certain markers in learning a foreign language. And then when you graduate, you can have an additional seal on your diploma that shows you're proficient in this language and have achieved this level. And what's great about that is that it highlights speaking another language as an asset, so it's not seen as a burden in the classroom or as something to be ashamed of. It's truly something that we all want to aspire to, and ideally speaking another language will help students succeed after school and, you know, in going to college or in the workplace. So that's a program that really is beneficial for all students. And it's really exciting to see the two school districts in Michigan leading in that.
You can learn more about Welcoming Michigan by going to michiganimmigrant.org, and you can find the Welcoming Michigan link there. And we've been talking with Christine Sauvé of Welcoming Michigan. Thanks for sharing your work with us, Christine.
Thanks, Cindy. Appreciate it.